Coast Radio News for Thursday, August 12, 2021. I'm George Henry. Governor Kate Brown says that due to the extreme amount of COVID-19 cases, she is mandating the use of masks in all indoor public settings beginning tomorrow. Brown says the hospital systems are almost maxed out with COVID-19 patients, and some hospitals are even nearing capacity in their intensive care units. Brown says the mandate will save lives, and it will also show support for the frontline workers.
Masks show our support for doctors and nurses who are working so incredibly hard right now.
Governor Brown says she knows how tired the populace is of having to wear masks, but it's essential in protecting others, she says, vaccinated or not.
The latest science is clear that both vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals are able to spread the Delta variant.
Brown says currently that the overwhelming majority of patients in hospitals and ICUs are unvaccinated. Numbers of infectious individuals are rising at surprising rates. Tuesday's one-day total of over 2,000 individuals was the most since the beginning of the pandemic, according to Brown. Dr. Heather MacArthur, Chief Medical Officer with Peace Harbor Medical Center, says the growing number of COVID-19 cases are leading to difficulties for patients with severe medical conditions. She says it's becoming difficult to find a place to put them.
The other side that's been very concerning for us is those who have other illnesses, heart attacks, strokes, severe illnesses, heart failure. We're having to look for beds for them all across the state.
Dr. MacArthur says it's very disconcerting when a local patient has to be transported to Portland or Roseburg or even out of the state for care. She added that severe staff shortages is also making it difficult on everyone. Florence added another COVID-19 case yesterday, bringing the total to 356 individuals since the beginning of the pandemic. In addition, Lane County added 144, and the state reported 1,991 new cases, as the Oregon Health Authority reports another 40% increase in cases over the previous week. The number of hospital beds dedicated to patients also rose by 30, and there are 172 individuals now in ICU across the state. According to the OHA weekly report, it's the fifth straight week with increases, and in just the past week, hospitalizations rose 40%. With a high heat advisory in Mapleton and in the Valley, the National Weather Service was prompted to issue a special weather statement reminding individuals that do not live on the coast of the potential dangers the coast offers, such as rip currents and cold water. Hot weather is expected to continue through Saturday, and the excessive heat warning remains in effect until then for the Valley and for Mapleton. In addition, the air quality alert has been extended until tomorrow afternoon. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, August 12, 2021.